What they had to do now was plant eyes and picture transmitters so they could not be seen or detected. They attacked the lead glass dome and bored bullet holes in it in the exact right places, getting around the problem of their being covered by the blinds, if drawn. The very top of one of these upper-level domes was much more thickly tinted than the sides, so the detectors, readers, Kerr called them, had to be up pretty high. The bullet holes also had to be starred out, which is to say, given hairline cracks to make it look like they had come in from the outside. For good measure, they put some in other domes and didn't repair them, so that the condition appeared more general than in just Turl's quarters. They sank readers and transmitters into the holes. Then they repaired the holes with one-way, see-through, bubble patch. They put more glass repair sealing roughly on the cracks. Each reader had a leaded iris in front of it and was in a little lead box. The result looked like a crudely repaired hole fixed up in slovenly fashion by careless workmen. Each of these was focused on a different part of the work areas in the two rooms.
He won't fool with that,
grinned Kerr.
He'll be afraid he'll let his breathe gas out and air in.
It was afternoon by the time they completed the dome readers. They tested them with the probe and receivers. They went blind and undetectable with the probe on, and read everything in their path with the scope off. They took a short lunch break and turned off the disc that had been blasting their ears in. There was suddenly more din outside. Kerr went to the door and unbarred it. Lars got a whiff of breathe gas and backed up. He demanded Kerr to come out and talk to him right now.
You're interrupting our work,
said Kerr, but he went out in the hall.
You've got your nerve,
said Lars, quivering with rage.
You gave me a handful of junk that had radioactive dust on it. You got me in trouble. When I showed it to Terrell this morning, it started to explode when it got near his breathe mask. You knew it would. He almost beat me.
All right. We will clean up everything in here before we turn on any big amount of breathe gas.
Those were radioactive bullets,
shouted Lars.
All right. They came in through the dome. We'll find them all. Don't get so excited.
Trying to get me in trouble.
You stay out of here. It rots human bones, you know.
Lars didn't know. He backed up. He left. Angus said, when Kerr had come back in and barred the door.
Were they really radioactive bullets?
Kerr laughed and began to shove goo food in his mask. Johnny marveled. Kerr was the only cyclo he had ever seen that could chew Kerbango with a mask on, and now he was eating goo food and talking with a mask on.
It was flitter,
said Kerr, laughing.
It's a compound that throws off blue sparks when sunlight hits it. I dusted some of it on the bullets. Harmless. A kid's toy.
He was laughing even harder. Then he sighed.
We had to explain the bullet holes, so we had to find some bullets. But that Turl, he is so clever that he sometimes can be awful dumb.
Johnny and Angus laughed with him. They could imagine Turl seeing the sparks when Lars held out the finds Kerr had given him and the sunlight setting off the blue sparks. Turl's conviction that the world was after him must have driven him halfway through the back wall of the cage. He would have thought his own breathe mask exhaust was setting off uranium.